While we absolutely don't condone violence here at the ABC, this story does beg the question, how can older Australians ensure they know how to defend themselves in a similar situation? Or if I can broaden that out, any person at home, alone and vulnerable. Bernie Hoy Sensei is the National Chief Instructor at Australian Goju Kai Karate and Self-Defence in Brisbane, and he runs classes specifically aimed at developing just those skills. Bernie, welcome to the program.
And thank you very much, Patricia.
Talk me through what self-defence can look like for seniors.
For seniors, I think it's about building confidence. It's about having that ability to have that protective mindset and develop those life skills in preparation and being more alert and confident so they have that skill set if someone was to attack them and empower themselves a little bit in the sense of feeling more confident.
What types of exercises do you teach and how could they potentially help an older Australian defend themselves if there was this sort of scenario, an intruder in their home?
We definitely have a look at our curriculum's well structured in the sense that we have a protective mindset first. So things like being able to detect danger, exhibit composure, having a fast response to be able to execute a technique and maybe hopefully neutralise danger and then check and access and maybe hopefully escape to safety. And that's a sort of a preventative approach first. And I think that's an essential component first before they learn any self-defense techniques.
Now, it's probably a bit unrealistic to expect the average person to suddenly be able to lift tables and use them for self-defense as Willie did. Clearly, Willie is an exceptional person. But what are entry-level maneuvers and techniques you'd suggest to an older person or who wants to feel more in control?
Okay, yeah. So when seniors first come to contact me, and I think that's increased over a period of time in the last few years. And so that whole about body language, standing tall and proud, the confidence, being able to take protective and preventative measures around the house, keeping the house locked up, all that sort of positive preventative skills. Like driving a car, when you drive a car, you obviously put your seatbelt on, you might lock your door, you look ahead so you can see if there's oncoming traffic. All these analogies we could use in the same for self-defence for seniors or any other people in the community that want to improve their safety.
How many older Australians do you think could actually defend themselves against a physical attack?
Well, it depends on their training and also it might depend on their ability to react quickly and depending upon their physical attributes as well. And look, in most situations, self-defense training usually provides protective skills to help reduce the impact of an attacker on any individual.
I imagine these sorts of skills could help boost confidence and overall health for lots of people, actually. But of course, you know, we're talking here about older Australians. Talk me through the other benefits of knowing self-defense.
I definitely think first and foremost, it improves their confidence. Definitely enhances that independence for the seniors to train with me and all people to train with me. And it develops that skill set to be able to escape or defend themselves. And that, importantly too, for seniors as well, that self-assurance to enjoy their life. I think as individuals and people in the community, no matter what age we are, the most two important working assets we have are time in life and giving people to enjoy quality time and being able to protect themselves and have quality life. That's in this information economy in which we live. I think that's essential for success and well-being of people in the community, especially for from trying to escape anxiety or feeling disempowered, but developing that empowerment for participants.
I have to ask: is there ever an age that's too old to learn these types of skills?
The most powerful medium we have is our mind, and if we learn how to control that and take preventative actions first. I think my oldest student I've had was 86 years old. And obviously we train intelligently, so they may not be able to maneuver as quickly as someone else, but if they understand the geometry of the body and the use of biomechanics of the body, then they're much more effective in escaping or be able to deter an attacker or even defend themselves using reasonable force, depending upon the laws within the Australian community.
Bernie, thanks for coming on. Bernie Hoy Sensei is the National Chief Instructor at Australian Goju Kai Karate and Self-Defence in Brisbane, and he runs classes specifically aimed at developing these kinds of skills. This is RN Drive.